This is Peter Donegan, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Through Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 50 miles in the Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 50 miles in the Cumberland Gap. Hey, Cumberland Gap ain't nowhere, 50 miles from Middlesbrough. Cumberland Gap ain't nowhere, 50 miles from Middlesbrough. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 50 miles in the Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 50 miles in the Cumberland Gap. We're coming into town, sing away, ladies, sing away. Riding Billy Goat, leading the hound, sing away, ladies, sing away. Down my dog, Billy Goat, jump, sing away, ladies, sing away. Roll my brother round over that stump, sing away, ladies, sing away. Don't you rock me, daddy, oh, 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 don't you rock me, play it back. Don't you rock me, daddy, oh, don't you rock me, daddy. Don't you rock me, daddy, oh, don't you rock me, daddy, oh, don't you rock me, daddy, oh, don't you rock me, daddy. Don't you rock me, daddy, oh, 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 don't you rock me, daddy, oh. Thank you.
Welcome to the show, Peter Donegan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. It's been a while since we spoke, and it's been a long time since I've seen you because of this lockdown situation.
It has. I believe it was Wayfest was the last time I saw you.
No, that's last year. That's last August. That's a year ago.
I know. Time flies, doesn't it, when you're locked in the house?
well, it is. And, you know, life carries on, and you talk to people on the phone if you need to, and then you just get on with what you got to do. So, anyway, you're on the phone today because you have a brand new single, which we've already played, called Thank You, Texas.
And that's the one.
Tell me all about it, because you actually went to Texas and recorded it there?
What we actually did was I wrote it in Texas.
Okay.
Because as a scholar of the Buddy Holly Educational Foundation, I was invited to the Buddy Holly Songwriting Retreat in Lubbock, Texas.
What a treat that was. My goodness.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And they took great care of us, obviously. I mean, they had us in a hotel, but they took us to different places every day, to write in. And then each night, we would perform the songs that we'd written in a different venue. And this song, Thank You, Texas, co-written with Jerry Serrano, who's actually of Lubbock, Texas, and with Maddie Davis, who's another Texan, but she is best known. You can find her because she was on NBC's The Voice in the US.
All right.
And great smoky voice. And she would have been on this track as well if it wasn't for the lockdown.
Sure.
We wrote that last day of songwriting, and we performed it that evening in Buddy Holly's old high school.
Good gracious.
And in Lubbock High. Yeah, it was fantastic.
I could visualize that, sort of like, you know, Back to the Future when he did his gig in that. You know, that sort of wonderful stuff.
It was very much like that, and it was really nice. And there's lovely Buddy Holly memorabilia when you go into the school halls as well. The people were very friendly, and because there's some really great designers and artists that come from Lubbock, there's some great places. I mean, the theater to go to would be the Cactus Theater. Where we were all on the last day. Lubbock High, like I said. And then, of course, there's the brand newly constructed Buddy Holly Center.
Yeah, so did you just write the one song, or did you write some other songs while you were there?
Oh, well, no, we wrote quite a few. I mean, there was It's My Dreams, because we co-write every day. You get, grouped together with at least two other songwriters. And you've never met these guys before, but you've got to go in there, you've got to write a song, you don't even know what you're going to write about. On day two, they grouped me with two other great songwriters. One of them is Tessie Lou Williams, and her voice sounds very much like Alison Krauss.
I love her. I love her. In fact, she is one of our albums of the week this week.
Oh, yeah, she's fantastic and such a sweetheart as well. And it was her and I and Sean Helam, great guy from New Mexico, who I went and did a gig with at the beginning of this year over in New Mexico as well. Mm-hmm. And we wrote a song called It's My Dreams. Now, the title, the idea came from Sean, and we went with it that day. And that has been very popular because I recorded a version with the band during a lockdown session where I got the band to perform all of their bits individually in their house. And I put it all together in a video clip, and that's been very popular since I uploaded that.
This is Peter Donegan, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
This dark hotel, can't stand myself. Deep blue dawn, I found this song. It's my dreams that are keeping me awake. A distant glow will finally show. It's my dreams that are keeping me awake. I can't take more than I can fake. Not these past regrettable mistakes.
So besides going to Texas and falling in love with all that, what have you been up to while you've been under lock and key, so to speak?
Oh, I mean, promoting Thank You Texas, really,
yeah.
You know, professionally. There hasn't been much chance for writing, unfortunately, because I've been very, very busy with the little man.
Yeah.
You know, because due to lockdown, no therapist's able to come in and help him with his autism, so it's been all on my wife and I until fairly recently, and just basically him, you know, being a parent has been taking up all of it. And it's difficult to write other songs as well when you've got one little finger playing in the background as well.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it must be a real struggle, you know, having the autism, you know, and trying to be just a normal parent is hard enough, but to have that sort of problem, and I know both of you have, you know, found it very hard getting the right help as well.
We have, but we've even taken the local council to court and we've won, you know, so the support is coming in, you know, we don't accept the status quo. We fight for everything that our son needs, you know, because that's what we do as parents. You know that, Lee, more than anybody.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
That's what we do, you know. But, I mean, the other side of it, you know, away from being a father, is the only outlet I've had is to do the live shows every Sunday. You know, I've been doing those at 2 o'clock, but I've moved them now to 6. And last night, I was cross-posting over to LEPA, which is Lubbock's Entertainment and Performing Arts Association's Facebook and Instagram as well. So they've been helping out with the Thank You Texas situation.
Good. So where can people go to listen to that on a Sunday?
On a Sunday, if you're on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, if you find me, all the links are on the website, which is peterdonegan.com. You can find all my social media links there. And at 6 p.m. UK time, which is 1 Eastern in the US, I will be live on all of my social media platforms.
Okay, well, let's go back to last year, which was quite an eventful year for you, because you did that amazing duet with Tom Jones on The Voice, which everybody keeps talking about, and you keep seeing it coming up probably weekly on somebody's posting.
I do, and there's people discovering it still, even though it's been almost, it's been 18 months since it aired.
Is it that long? My goodness. Yeah, and sort of what sort of viewership have you had on that?
Oh, loads. I mean, just if you go to YouTube alone, it's amassed, I think, over 10 million views now.
Good gracious.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll check that out. And it's over 20 million on Facebook, and it's really become quite a big thing.
It's a shame you couldn't do a duet together and do a video. That would be tremendous.
It would have been wonderful, you know, and I did inquire about that, but the powers that be decided it wasn't a good idea.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, that's the way these shows are. You know, you have a great time while you're on there and be thankful for it. And then you have to make sure that you hit the ground running yourself afterwards, you know.
Yeah, it was a great shot for you. And it was, I think everybody thoroughly enjoyed the two of you doing it together. And it was perfect. So people at least got it on YouTube that they can watch it.
Yes, exactly. And I'm glad you enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun performing it, I can tell you that.
I've been in love so many times. Thought I knew the score. Oh no. But now you've treated me so wrong. I can't take any more. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again. Falling in love. No, I'm never gonna fall.
And of course, the other big thing you did was the tribute to your dad.
The 65th anniversary of the recording of Rock Island Line, yes, at Cadogan Hall.
Yeah, wonderful venue, and it's a shame I couldn't get there because you had such a great array of artists appearing.
It was a great night. We had Van Morrison, Leo Sayer, Billy Bragg, Chris Farlow, and we had a wonderful night. And I mean, I say we had a wonderful night. I'd never know because it's like your own wedding when you're organising the event.
Yeah,
you don't know until you hear the feedback afterwards.
That's right, because a lot of people have asked me that know me, that know you, you know, is there going to be a video come from that at all?
No, there's not going to be a video from that. I have some footage from the night, not all of it, for my own records, really, and to give to the artist as a thank you for the night.
Sure.
But we don't have it professionally recorded, because getting the permissions to do that, you know, from artists of the caliber of Van and Leo and Billy, it's a rather large headache. And we were just keen to really celebrate the evening and raise the money for the cause.
Good. What's for the future for Peter?
Well, we're going to see how Thank You Texas does,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to see how COVID-19 does, because I'll need to get the guys into a studio. We need to record some more singles and then put out an album, which will include those singles. I decided to go down the single route. Because I think it's better for social media. You know, people get, drip-fed music, and I think that's better, you know, because it spreads it out throughout the year and keeps you active. And then once we can get together in the studio properly, you know, and record everything, that'll be much happier. And hopefully, before long, we can get into live music venues and actually have the fun that we're renowned for.
Yeah, it's people are so frustrated they can't see live music, you know. I mean, online's fine, but there's nothing beats the atmosphere of a venue.
Oh no, definitely. You know, it's something that we as a band miss drastically. I mean, yeah, I can perform online, and I'm very grateful for the people that show up week in, week out, you know, and contribute as well, because people have been contributing via the Ko-fi link, which is wonderful, and it says buy me a coffee, so I've bought lots of coffee.
Very good.
It's been really, really nice. But we'd like to see the whites of everybody's eyes. We like the interaction. We like to be able to have a bit of banter with the audience and ourselves. I think that's where we shine the best.
Good, Peter. It's been great talking to you. I'll let you announce the new single.
Well, thank you very much, Lee, for having me on. It's a pleasure, as always. And hopefully you and I can have a coffee before long.
Yes, indeed.
But anyway, my name is Peter Donegan, and I'm very grateful that you're listening to this. And here is my brand new single, Thank You, Texas.
Pete, that's great. Wonderful.
Thank you, Texas.
This is Peter Donegan, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Bringing me home. Hearts are blessed here. Ready to roll. So before I hit the road, let's lift our heads up and tilt our hats. Thank you, Texas. Austin, 9 p.m., 5 hours to go. Headlights dancing down the blackened road. I was held by the southern wind and a blanket of stars. Lovers bound, wail on a Willie on the radio. Yeah, I'm strumming along. Ready to roll.
sunset fills the sky. Can't believe my eyes. Thank you, Texas, bringing me home. Hearts are blessed here, ready to roll. So before I hit the road, lift our heads up into our hands. Thank you, Texas. I'm home.